Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
The OGs of the OC are back, but are they ready to whoop it up just yet? We are here at the panel. It's the Real Housewives of Orange County, Season 11, Episode 1, When the Ship Hits the Fan.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's back!
Hello, AfterBuzzers. You're in the right place. If you're checking for the OGs of the OC, it's the Real Housewives of Orange County, and a full panel is here with a fresh new perspective on the brand new season. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and next to me...
Hello, everybody. My name is Christy Olsen. I'm so excited that we're finally back, and you guys can all share your excitement with me at Christy Reports.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina, and you can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hi, everyone. I'm Blake V, and I'm so excited to be back. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Wonderful. Well, welcome back to the panel. We're so glad that you're back joining us and catching up with the ladies. There's plenty to talk about, so let's get it rolling.
Let's do it.
So we open up with a little bit of a recap, or a lot of bit of a recap of all these ladies doing different things. So let's just do a little bit here for those who haven't watched. Tamra is resisting aging by training, and she says that age doesn't matter to her. That's what she's trying to make it seem like she's telling everyone, like, age doesn't matter. She's grandmother. Who cares? You know what I mean? Like, she still looks good. She does. Mm-hmm. I think we can
she
also
does. Sure. Totally. I think that's great. I'm all about everything she's doing, because it's true. Mm-hmm. Age is nothing but a number. And anyone can kick menopause's ass.
Especially when you're willing to work that hard and work out like that.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to fast forward to the fitness competition already. I just want to see her, strut it.
Yes. When that trainer told her that the back is the new butt, I was like, I give up. I'm on a solid workout routine, and I'm doing my squats, and if it's not good enough, then goodbye.
Time to switch it up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Megan is in a new house that she designed herself, which looked nice as well. I can't really find anything to make fun of there. It looks so happy for her.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she finally has her own place with her man, so good for her.
Yeah.
And then I thought we were going to get a little bit of a buffer before we got into the I Want to Have a Baby storyline, but no, it was like 6 minutes in and we're talking about the IVF. Yeah.
That's so, okay. I'd rather jump into the storyline than have 30 minutes of rehash. Mm-hmm. Right?
Okay.
I was fine with that. Yeah.
I just don't know what else she's going to bring this season, because everything I've read and seen in the previews are just her with, like, striving to have this baby. So I hope that there's something else there that she can, like, you know, Detective Megan King Edmonds can latch on to. But, and she brought up that her husband didn't want to lose her, so that's why he said, okay, let's have a baby. So
that was such a good reason to have a baby, guys.
Yeah, very interesting. And even, like, the way she said it, too, in her little, you know, confessional was kind of like, yeah, he said that.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, I know you all are going to rip me apart for this.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm telling you, but here it is.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that Christy and I made a face across the table to each other, like, really?
Yeah.
Because to have a baby, I mean, especially from Jim going from so long of not wanting to have a baby. I mean, I think Megan was even talking about that last season, and it was like, oh, no, off limits. But here we are. So, like, we hope for the best, but it's very interesting.
Yeah. The needle scene, I don't get it. I mean, she had the tattoo and she's afraid of needles. I don't get that part.
Listen,
I don't think I could even stand that.
Yeah, like, I mean, I feel for any woman going through any sort of, you know, number one issue, whatever it is, health issue, but then having to be, like, poked and prodded and things like that. But I gotta say, she lost her mind over the needle. Mm-hmm. And I'm like... And she wants a baby? She wants to go through childbirth and, like, get that out of her? And she can't take a needle?
Oh, Yeah.
Or like true. The probe that went in her is like this big and a baby is like this big. So
she's going to have a journey.
Ooh, I can't speak to any of that. I don't know.
No, and I just can't relate to wanting a baby that bad. That's just not something that's my thing. So I have a hard time like, why are you putting yourself through all this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I know there are a lot of women who do relate to this, and I'm guessing that this storyline is going to resonate with a lot of people.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the first we've seen of this kind of storyline. Mm-hmm. There's certainly not been any other sort of IVF, I don't think.
Kenya from Atlanta.
Another city.
Not to this extent.
And Heather talked about it briefly. I think she had IVF things with her children, but because
she had her kids via surrogate, remember, by choice.
Yeah, that's right.
So that's what was happening there.
So, exactly. Yeah. So we didn't see her go through, like, any struggle. But see, we're gonna see Megan do it. So that's a new perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So those storylines, I don't have any interest in those. I mean, it was part of their life, but to me, like, I don't know, it's like a common story, even on like soap operas and things like that. It's like the couple that can't get pregnant.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I wish them very well, but for me, it's just, I don't know, it's not the most gripping story. But if that's what's going on in their lives, they'd rather have it be real than fake.
Yep. Right? Yes. So, agreed.
Well, Heather is planning a boat party, a love boat party. And so she is already having this, which was like the fakest scene of this episode, speaking of fake, with her and Tamara. Tamara's like, well, who are you going to invite? Well, I went down the list and, you know, who was on the list? Well, one of us. And it was like, who's going to bring up Vicky first? And so she's going to have to invite her, but she hasn't talked to Vicky. We learned no one's really spoken with Vicky since everything happened. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, I don't know why they just can't refer to what really happened, like the reunion and him leaving. Like, you know, it's like they can't touch like these production terms. But if that's the last time that you all were in the room together, like, it's okay. Like, we get it. It's 11 seasons of the show.
We know there's a reunion. We watched four parts of it.
Yeah. That's the one thing. Like, all Housewives in general, I feel like it's just like they can never say, like, you said on the show. They can't, like, break that fourth wall. But so much happens. Like, it's like almost like fooling people that you can't reference the show because that's where everything is happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and we saw all over Vicky's social media during this time, her posting photos with her childhood friends and with other women who we've never seen saying, oh, it's so great to have real friends and just really kind of throwing the ladies under the bus constantly for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember that was the last thing I reported on this show last season was that her Instagram was littered with pictures of her and other women.
Yeah.
Nobody knew
She's just letting all the other women know, you guys are not just the only people I know in this town.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't she even, I feel like she ended last season and saying something like that, saying like she doesn't care about any of the women on this show. Mm-hmm. Do you remember a comment like this? I mean, she was so upset with the Brooks thing and her treatment and getting nailed to the cross like Jesus and all of this. So, so she was already on the defensive against all the ladies. And I swear, she said something like that.
It was right before she went in the limo or something. Yes. Around that time.
Yes. Yeah. Something. Some comment was said. So it doesn't surprise me that she's trying to branch out. But I think it's going to take... I mean, we're watching this show as viewers, and obviously they're put in this situation sort of by force of the show. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that realistically for anybody to kind of rebuild a relationship with Vicky, it'll take some time.
Yeah.
Because that was some major damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of trust.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's talk about how we were dropped in on Vicky. She's alone. She has new hair and new kitchen. But
looks great, but she apparently isn't doing too well.
No, she got rid of Brooke. She collapsed in the street trying to get him to come back. And then she wants to put her behavior behind her. And it's been about 6 months that she has had anyone live with her.
I thought that was very notable, too, the fact that the way she described the Brooks breakup and how she said that she laid on the floor crying trying to get him to come back. Like, why? After he just did all of that?
You know what? I think with Vicky, it's just the companionship. She's at a point where, you know, she was going to be with anybody. I mean, I'm sure she read all the red flags, but, I mean, it's really sad to see on the season her that lonely, but, you know, I feel like it's the companionship that she didn't even care. She could care less.
Yeah, of who it is.
Yeah.
More so that she just has a companion.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess there's something that I can relate to. I don't think anyone likes to... Oh, I shouldn't say that. A lot of people like being home alone or not having roommates or not living with a spouse. I am not one of them. My husband works out of the state a lot, and I'm home alone a lot, and I hate that. I mean, it's just... I think it really has an effect on your psyche.
Yeah.
When there's nobody there in the evening, and if that's what you want, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for her because that was always what she didn't want. She always wanted a full love tank, like people around her, like, you know, just gonna, like, she's like taking off her jewelry and getting ready for bed.
The bed scene.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, a new low for her, I feel like, but it's the right thing. I would rather have her be in a safe and healthy relationship, even if it's just with herself, than have that guy sleeping in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, fill up your own love tank.
Yes!
Tell me about it.
I know, and she's had that house empty for 6 months, apparently, and she's still moping around. Like, come on. She's the whoop it up girl.
I know.
Let's get back in the saddle, Vicky. You know?
Yeah.
And
I agree.
Yeah.
I think she's going to find, like, companionship in Kelly, the new housewife. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're already hitting it off.
Yeah.
That girl is going to just like rev Kelly. Her back up.
Yep. Yeah, and we know that historically Vicky does not take well to the new girl.
Right.
Usually. True. So that's a big shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was in a totally different mindset this season. Mm-hmm. She was in a lonely state of mind.
Yeah.
So she was willing to accept the newcomer. She seemed to like her. It was good. I know, and she's the more she says she wants to be happy, she keeps seeming more unhappy. And that makes me sad. Because I like Vicky.
Yeah.
But like in the end of it. You know,
I feel like she's trying to wheel the women back on her corner because everybody literally turned their back on her last season for good reason. But this season, it's like rebuilding her image to the women. That's what I get from this season so far.
Well, here's the status with the women and Vicky. Tamara still is convinced that Vicky knew of the faking of cancer. Mm-hmm. Shannon says that she still has to stay away or something like that. She still has to, she doesn't expect any changes. Megan feels vindicated by everything that happened in the press.
Of course she does. That.
Yes. And then we learn about this, more about the boat party and just more stuff rolls out. But before we get to all of that, let's talk about how the only real human in the Housewives franchise, Brianna, is moving back to Orange County, and she has a new house. Must be nice.
She does, yeah. A brand new, lovely house.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I think kind of shame on Vicky for making a huge deal out of, I bought her this brand new house, and they're going to pay me back when their house sells in Oklahoma. But I bought her a new house. It's like... Yeah. Come on, Vicky. She's going to pay you back. Don't make such a big deal out of it.
I think Brianna says that she does that because she talked about her car when she turned 16 or something, and Vicky went and bought her, like, a very fancy Mercedes or BMW or something, and was like, here, I bought this for you. You get to take over the payments. And she was like, what? That's I don't even have a job, right? How's this going to work? So that's Vicky's MO.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it for you and make you pay for it. Okay.
You are forever indebted to me, but for no good reason.
So they're planning a cross-country road trip. And sounds like could be a mess. I thought we would maybe see some of it, but I don't know. Maybe we will. I don't want to see the previews for it. But I want to see more of her, Brianna, and the coming back. It's funny how life works, you know? It's been 6 months since Brooks was out. He made his exit. And now she's coming back.
Yeah.
It almost is like a show in and of itself, you know, with like a storyline and stuff. So
plot twist, is Don going to come back too?
Yeah.
We're just going to come in a little circle.
I know. I would love
He's such a great guy.
I know.
Well, and she said kind of a mean thing towards Don too, indirectly, because she was talking about Brooks and she said that being with Brooks, she loved like she'd never loved before. Mm-hmm. And it's like, come on. Like, Dawn was really good to her. And in terms of, like, meeting her, taking on her children, like, doing a whole brand new life with her and helping her grow everything personally, professionally, you know? So that was kind of, like, a little jab, I thought.
Yeah. At the end of last season, she said that she was going on a family trip and Don was going to meet them on this island. And they were like, what do you, because I think it was a one-on-one with her and Andy. In fact, it was. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, and Andy was like, well, what do you think is going to come of that? And she's like, I don't think he likes me very much right now. Like, I don't think anything's going to come of it. But I would love for them to revisit that and see what happened, you know?
But do we really think that Don would want to?
You never
know. I think he might just feel so slighted and just be like, wow, you did all of this to me and then aired all of what you went through on TV.
It's kind of like their way, though. You never know, because sometimes if you're in a relationship, sometimes you need some time apart. Even though their lives are played out on camera, you just never know, maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Don was always kind of the reluctant reality star, you know, like Mr. Vicky. I just can't really see him wanting to put himself out there like that again.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, with Vicky out of the picture, Shannon and Tamara seem to be more closer than ever, and they went to go get, this looks like a crude word, but Ulthera treatment or something like that. Mm-hmm. Looks like something else. And it was a skin treatment, to basically like a facelift, according to Tamara. Yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's like high pain. Like, it goes down to the bone, but, you know, it'll look good. I'm like, okay. But I love Orange County.
I'm convinced. Yeah.
Orange County.
Sign me up. I know, right?
Orange County always has a good job at, like, balancing between the ridiculous and the other. So, of course, there's some plastic surgery work. You know, it's a staple in this show. If someone's not getting their boobs done, it's something else. So, yeah. And they love medical storylines in the OC. Mm-hmm. We already had two.
Maintenance.
Yeah. We already had two in this episode. So, yeah, so they're getting all this done, and they're just bonding. And Shen and Tamara, they've just teamed up pretty much. So
I like them as friends. They're both funny, and I feel like they're going to just have a lot of good, clean fun. Just good, dirty
Tamara?
Fun together.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Right?
Never clean with Tamara. Yeah, I thought this was very interesting because at the beginning of last season, we saw Shannon and Vicky be best friends. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting on the beach on the trip saying, oh, all the other ladies, like, we're BFFs, you know? Mm-hmm. And then now, kicking off season 11, it's a drastic change. Shannon has completely dropped Vicky and is now jumped board with, you know, Tamara, who used to be Vicky's BFF. It's like a whole, it's
and
like a circle.
And used to be enemies of Shannon.
Yes,
and
yes.
That lovely flashback scene in that bathroom.
I feel like the OC Housewife franchise is the one that has the relationship changes the most. Like,
oh,
every
yes.
season, it's like,
yeah.
Remember, like, with Gretchen back in the day with
Alexis, she was,
and then they
flopping.
Flipped.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. OC is where you're going to see all the flip-flop of relationships.
Mm-hmm. And I'm most curious to see what happens between Tamara and Vicky, because they've been able to get over such crazy things that they've done to each other so quickly before. Remember, it was just like, all of a sudden they were friends again. Yeah. They kissed and made up. So I'm wondering if that's going to happen next week.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. So interesting.
Well, let's talk about the new and latest housewife, Kelly, to join the show and what we think of her. We were introduced to her as being Mexican, really into family life. Her mother and brother live with her in a four-floor home.
Bar on every floor.
Hey.
I like that. Complain.
Which, first thought is like, oh, your mother and brother live with you. Okay, it's a little interesting. But she lives in a four-story house. So, like, everybody could have their own floor and not see each other, and it would be fine.
Yeah.
And she said that there's a bar on every floor, so even better. Yeah. Everyone can partake on their own.
It sounds like she has room for us, guys.
I know!
We should all move in.
Kelly?
Kelly, come in.
We're ready for our invite.
It looks like a good-sized house.
It was a beautiful home.
Let's talk a little bit about real estate. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah!
Let me know what you think, especially about that price. What do you think of the price range of the home that Vicky bought her daughter?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so, I mean, we only saw the front of it. There are a lot of variables. Orange County traditionally is a, you know, more expensive, essentially, and real estate market, especially along the coastal areas.
And for those who don't know, Blake is from Orange County, so that's what we're referring to.
Like, she's the resident real estate expert of Orange County. Yeah, just so, you know, the coastal areas are far more expensive than inland. Coto de Caza is a specialty area because it's far away from the ocean, but it's a gated community and it's like very exclusive. So it depends on where the house is. If it's anywhere near Coto, it would definitely be more on the expensive range, anywhere towards $1 million. If it's anywhere away from, you know, sort of the coastal areas or Coto, maybe down to $500,000. You don't see anything below that. So easily this house is between $500,000 and $1 million, I would have to say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, you know, depending, I'm certain whatever they were living in Oklahoma is far less, you know.
Not worth even a fraction of that.
Probably. Not at all. So, you know, the house did look like maybe a touch older. The front and the facade was pretty. The inside sort of looked like it had some older kind of carpet and decor and stuff. Still very cute. Mm-hmm. But maybe if it is an older home, it's maybe less. My estimate is between $600,000 and $700,000 for this house.
Now, what do we think of Kelly's?
Thank you.
What do we think of Kelly's four-floor home? What do we think?
Oh,
of
no, that's a completely different story.
Yeah.
If the camera angle, you know, view that we saw is correct, where she was explaining the home, and then we went on the patio and saw the ocean, she's right on the ocean.
Yeah.
Is what it looked like.
Yeah.
So 4 stories, oceanfront property. I mean, I would say at least $2 million, at least.
Yeah.
Maybe three. I mean, that's a big home. She said over 4,000 square feet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a mansion.
Almost 5,000 square feet, four floors, and yeah.
Did they cover what her husband does? I didn't.
No.
I didn't see that. And I also, she says that she's a stay-at-home mom. I mean, this is a $2 million house.
At least.
I feel like they'll probably start talking about him later on, but they didn't talk about it on this episode. It was interesting.
I wonder if they'll do the good old Orange County. My husband's an entrepreneur. We never really know what
like
that
the,
is.
The Jim Bellino story.
Oh, yes.
Alexis, what are you up to?
Hey, girl.
But I really liked Kelly. Yes. Kelly was. I think Kelly's going to be a great addition.
Yeah.
She totally seems fun. Mm-hmm. I like her personality. I like her parenting style. It's like, hey, we're just going to throw it all out there. I don't know how old you are, kid, but I don't know, 10, 11? Toss that salad.
See, I found all that to be a little bit crass.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, maybe she was really ramping it up for the cameras. Mm-hmm.
But do you want that to be...
came across a little obnoxious.
Do you want that to be your introduction on a national TV show? You know, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know
I'm fine with it.
We're far more classy than that here at AfterBuzz TV.
Right.
But Kelly and her husband, she describes the marriage as a partnership. And, this kind of alludes to some things that I've heard, that it's more like a business, I guess, that they're together more than, like, I guess she, like, what I've read, she's got boyfriends or she'll experiment on the side. I don't know how true it all is.
And it sounds like they've gone through times where they weren't together. Times of separation. Oh. So in that one
she
was recently.
Yeah.
Modern.
Well, then that's a really interesting dynamic, having her whole family in the house. It's almost like it's her house with her family and the husband just kind of
She said that she
is an accessory.
She was 46.
Yeah, and she was 28.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He's quite a bit older than her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Like 18 years?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. She was 28. Fine.
Yeah. But before we move to our boat party on the Icon ship, let's do a quick cheers and jeers segment. Some highs and lows. Some things that stuck out to us as we celebrate. What are some cheers? I'll do cheers and jeers, and then we can each do our own of just some minor things. So I'm giving cheers to the flashback of Tamara's yacht party because I just thought that was entertaining. Because Tamara still looks really good. Love her, hate her.
She does.
She looks. She's like the face is still the same face. Like I don't have to like have a chart to see like what they morphed into. Like I'm like okay, I get
well,
it.
Eddie came in her life, so Eddie kind of calmed her down and kind of say that was.
Yeah.
And I'm giving a jeers to the present episode with Megan's outfit. I don't know what she was wearing to the
pink, the glitter pink.
I thought it looked like a rain slicker that like an older woman perhaps in London would wear.
Yes.
It's just like she's such she's young, she's hot. Like, she could really turn up at that boat part. She could wear anything because she's close with Heather, so no one's going to like say anything. But I love that.
Fully agree with that.
Oh, I loved it. I know I'm the only one, but I love it. Yeah. My jeers go to one of the ladies' outfits as well. And Heather Dubrow always looks good. I always love what she's wearing, but what was the striped dress at the tree place? Like, I know, right? Like, I know we're going to pick out trees and it's about gardening and stuff. That doesn't mean we have to look ugly.
Yeah.
Love you.
Yeah.
And my cheers go to Adeline. Is it Adeline, right? Shannon's daughter, the good one. Girl. Yes, you keep swinging on your swing. I know you're 11 years old. Don't worry about the boys. Keep being a good girl. Cheers to you.
Yes.
All right, well, my cheers have to be Brianna moving back home. I'm just happy that we're going to see Brianna on screen.
New storyline, too. Yeah, it's going to be a lot for Vicky. Yeah,
it's a whole new move for them. And my cheers has to be Shannon's attitude at the yacht party.
Oh, the cheers.
I was not feeling that attitude. Yeah. I mean, it makes for great TV, but if everybody's going to move on, I hope that she somehow finds a way.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a different Shannon.
You've said this every season, Lake.
Like we see attitude, Shannon, every episode.
Yeah.
Let's be fun. Let's accept people. Yes. Let's get to know people. Let's
you
get
like
over
vacation,
things.
Shannon.
I like vacation, Shannon. That's the one I want back.
Well, Blake, what are you feeling and what are you running away from?
Okay, so my cheers this episode is going is going to Gina.
Yes.
She looked so good. And that hair, that straight hair.
She knows it. She knows it, too.
She looked like a pussycat doll.
Yes, she did. She was on fire. It was good. It was very good. I liked it.
Love her so much.
So good, right? And what better way to intro her back into this? Just looking fierce. Yeah. It was good. It was very good.
And she's got the boyfriend on tap. Like, she's good. She's good.
She's doing very well. It's good. Vicky's hanging out with her. We're going to elevate Vicky. Yeah. Yeah. Get her on the Gina train. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Call aboard. And my jeers this time is, we talked about it briefly, but I'm just going to revisit it, is Megan's sort of issues with her whole doctor visit and couldn't take the needle. Like, I know it's a painful, like, scenario and it's emotionally testing, but it's a needle. Come on. Like, bigger things are to come. Scarier things are to come. Like, my God.
And they're going to come out from someplace that's going to hurt a lot more.
Yeah. They're coming out of you.
Oh, Lord.
As I'm calling other people crap.
Well, we want to hear your cheers and jeers and your thoughts on this premiere episode. So it's quite simple. You all know what to do. You can just leave a comment below. Make sure you give us a thumbs up because there's no reason for a thumbs down. We're giving you free content.
We had fun,
too. We cover everything here. There's a lot to support. You can support all of us on social media as well. And keep watching AfterBuzz for all your favorite shows. That and so much more to come, but let's talk about this boat party.
Yes.
And this is an event I would absolutely go to. You know, sometimes on The Housewives, I like to say, like, yeah, this is something I wouldn't be caught dead doing certain things. This is something I would go to. Yeah. I always wanted to go out, like, Balboa Island and go out on a nice little boat ride. It's like I love a good boat ride. So I would do this, you know, with the well-lit, good
decorated beautifully, the place settings, the table settings.
Well, comparing it to Tamara's party in 2008, I mean, we're comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, and, you know, it's like consistently Heather delivers.
She does.
Any sort of get-together, any sort of dinner, any sort of event like that is just perfection.
She's perfect.
You know? And she's so fancy. She's like in the boat and she's like, come on, everybody, upstairs for dinner. I loved it.
Yes. I like seeing her a little bit vulnerable talking about Terry and stuff like that. Because, you know, on the season, you just see them kind of bicker throughout. And this time, you know, he did go through a health scare and just seeing her emotional. Kind of, yeah. You get to see another side to her in that tonight.
And then I had a sad thought during it because, okay, so, you know, Heather put on this dinner to really celebrate life and love and kind of honor Terry and his false alarm and that everything is good and she's thankful and it's great and they'll get together with friends. But the second she got up and started describing the health scenario, I was getting flashbacks of Vicky talking about the cancer with Brooks. And I thought, isn't that sad that... Now, anybody else talking about a health thing, now we're, like, scarred thinking of, well, is it real? Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, Vicky. No, Vicky started this. It's reminiscent of Vicky. Mm-hmm. And then that made me sad.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Shannon, and Thomas touched upon her behavior and attitude at this event. As soon as Vicky entered her in her confessional, she said, there's nothing Vicky Gundelson could say that would put our friendship back on track or something like that. So she's already going into it with, like, not happening.
Mm-hmm. Fast forward to the reunion when they're giving each other hugs and they're in the hotel, so we're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And it means pretty much nothing. But so they kept cutting to Shannon, and Shannon is like, that woman is authentic. Like, you know exactly what you're getting with her. Like, she's not
that
acting.
Is very true.
She is. Yes. She is like seething at the sight of this woman.
Yeah, and she wasn't having Kelly either.
No,
which was still kind of surprising.
But, you know, they say like time heals some wounds, but. I mean, Shannon was as angry as she was at that reunion set. Mm-hmm. Like, she picked it right back up. So they had the toast that Blake mentioned, and then David said, oh, it's a lot like having cancer, but not really having it, huh, by having a false positive.
Oh, David. I mean, we were all thinking it, let's be real, but...
Yeah.
He said it.
Yeah, and he said it pretty loudly, too. He didn't really say it under his breath. He doesn't have anything to lose. I think he has fun with the show. I mean, he already, like, showed his vulnerable storyline. Yeah, I mean, everything in his life is exposed as it is.
Yeah, well, he has no other option. He has to embrace it, because he's stuck.
Yeah.
I think he's not allowed to leave.
Touching on Shannon and Kelly's relationship.
Both.
I totally understand where you're coming from, because I feel like with Kelly and Shannon, I feel like there's going to be a little bit of problems there throughout the season, because she's barely starting to rebuild her friendship with Tamara, and Tamara seeing the closeness right away, You know, she feels like that defense. You know, you feel like defensive completely. When you see Shannon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always a problem.
We saw that little teaser for next episode where they kind of have that moment. I think Kelly says to Shannon, oh, you seemed a little negative or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then Shannon was like,
oh. Yeah, here we go.
That's the start.
Shannon's the new Vicky in the way of that she doesn't like the new girl.
Yeah.
You know, she had problems with Megan last season, too. It's like, is she threatened because she was the last new girl? You know? Yeah.
That's an interesting perspective.
Well, Vicky has a message for Shannon that she can kiss her ass because she's so upset with the behavior on this boat, or the treatment. Mm-hmm. And then she summons Heather to the mast of the boat. For a conversation, and she says that she went about things wrong, and she asked for forgiveness, and who couldn't see the apology tour coming? I mean, here we start.
First up.
Yeah, so she's going to start with Heather, because Heather's the easiest to win over.
And was the host of the party, too.
Yeah.
That made sense to me. Like, all of that made sense to me. Like, do Heather first, get her out of the way, you know, and I thought it was fine and sincere and fine. You know, mm-hmm. She actually apologized. She took her aside and it was private and reasonable. And like, I'd accept it, the apology.
She did drag Terry into that too. So she's definitely going to Heather first.
Yes. And I will say this too quickly is that of everybody to apologize to, for Heather to accept the apology really would be the biggest, I think.
I think so.
I do, because Vicky pulled Terry into this mm-hmm. and made up this thing about Terry coming to give the IV and the thing. And I think if I were Heather, I would just be like, okay, whoa now. Like, things about me is one thing, but bringing Terry into it and medicine and, like, you know, mm-hmm. as if he's treating Brooks now,
like,
that was
involving his reputation as a doctor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that it would be much harder to apologize to Tamara and Shannon because they won't even hear it. They won't even hear of it. Yeah. They have no relationship with her whatsoever, purposefully.
But they're more forgiving than Heather is.
You think so?
I think they are. Yeah, Shannon definitely is.
Shannon's going to be the hardest person to...
That's what I think. I think Vicky started off with the easy one. I don't know. We're all good to have a debate
here. Well, let the apology tour commence.
Yes. Yes.
We'll see how it all unrolls. But let's take a look at what's going on in some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Big announcement, you all. This morning on Instagram, Megan posted a photo of her in gym and told everybody that she is pregnant with a baby girl. Oh,
congratulations, Megan.
Baby is due around the holiday time. Wow. And it looks like they're both very excited. You can see that picture on her Instagram account.
Aw, yay.
And that's one awesome. Lady that we almost didn't see back this season is the OG of the OC, Miss Vicky herself, who said in an interview that she didn't think she had the strength to come back and do this all again, but that she didn't want to end it on the note of her being the victim.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go out like that.
I get that. Right.
And we're glad that she is back. Tamara, meanwhile, will reportedly share the struggles that she's having with her teenage daughter on this season. This is something that she's been kind of barred from talking about in the past, and we know her daughter and her ex-husband do not want her talking about it. So it'll be very interesting to see what she touches on. She's going to talk about parental alienation and some of that.
And she's making a documentary.
Oh, about parental alienation, yeah.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, so we're going to see that. Meanwhile, Heather and Terry, you guys have probably seen the highly publicized lawsuit that they were involved in with a former friend. This guy said they defamed him. He charged extortion and harassment, libel, slander, and now he just dropped his lawsuit. So don't worry about that. And we did hear about Lynn on tonight's episode, and we weren't sure if they meant Lynn Curtin, former OC housewife. Well, what's going on with Miss Lynn is that daughter Alexa was recently...
I know.
Daughter was charged with possession of a controlled substance and paraphernalia, two drug charges after being pulled over last month.
Oh, no.
So this is the daughter who worked as a porn star also.
Yes.
So apparently not... Still some tumultuous things going on in the Curtin family.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Lynn will pop up at some point during the season.
Oh, Lynn.
I know, right? Yeah.
She don't know how she manages to live on... She just lives on a different wavelength than the rest
of
us.
She went through so much. It was just watching that season was so horrible.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Because I think everybody liked her.
Yeah.
Like, we like her, but her whole story...
She had no control over her life.
It's tough.
No,
she didn't.
It makes me think the thing with her daughters, because her other daughter has struggled quite a bit as well, it makes me think of that Dr. Phil always says, I don't ask myself why you act this way, I ask myself why not. It's like, of course her daughters are a bit hot messy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit. You certainly.
Well, thanks for the news and gossip.
Yes.
Wow, thank you.
Christy, that was so good. I'm so glad to be back reporting on these ladies. Yes. I can't even tell you.
We covered past, present, and now let's talk about some future with giving some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
So I predict that Megan will be pregnant. Oh, wait, that happened.
That's so outrageous, Blake.
Right?
I am predicting a Shannon and Kelly showdown this season. They are not going to be friends. I just don't see it. There's going to be like a little sit down. There's going to be a few sit downs, but that one I think for sure that's going to happen.
I completely agree.
I see it.
Just their parenting styles alone are just woo,
she was
opposite
sides.
She's
already offended right off the bat. Like in the
right
bed, she's
the
like
bat.
Taking her phone back from her. We'll see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we're finally going to see Heather Dubrow and Terry be a little more vulnerable than they have in the past. We're going to learn what's really going on with them and their relationship a little bit. And I think, you know, everyone's kind of loving Kelly right now because she's fun and this and that, but I wonder if she's going to end up turning a lot of people off, a lot of viewers off with her behavior. I'm really wondering what we're going to see from her, so...
Yeah, well, you guys mentioned it earlier here on the panel, but I definitely think that Vicky is going to ditch the hazing and that she's going to connect real fast with Kelly. And I hope that she uses that well with Tamara. I want to see that play out. I predict that somehow Kelly's going to get in the middle of those two. Mm. So we'll see. And I also predict that, once again, things with Tamara and Vicky will rebound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, they've fallen out again already, so...
No.
Who knows?
They probably hold the record in Housewife
franchise.
Right.
Yeah.
Just reconnecting. For back and forth. Yeah.
I know. When do you hang it up? But it's time for us to hang up on this episode. But
before
we
do that... Let's all wish Grant a happy birthday.
Oh, yes!
Thank you.
Make sure you all tweet him your birthday.
Happiest birthday, Grant.
Happy birthday, Grant.
Champagne all day. Thank you very much. You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_rants. And you can find everybody else.
I love that. You guys can all hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Christy Reports. And please also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Christy Reports, and check out ChristyReports.com. You know those ladies will be working the red carpet circuit, and I will be there grilling them.
Yes.
That's what I do.
That's what we wait for, Christy.
Yes.
You guys can follow me at ThomasRulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I am Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
All right.
For the Real Housewives of Orange County, we'll be back with plenty more.
Yes. It's so good.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.